now?
Yeah, I suppose this last couple of days there's been quite a number of announcements where the government is misleading, as if this was great news story. Our community badly needs proper finances to fund our infrastructures. Our roads have seen, and especially this last bad winter with the frost and everything, a lot of roads deteriorating, and we've requested funding from the government, severe weather funding, but it's not forthcoming. And to make out that these are great stories and how great the government is doing is actually not factually true. All they're doing is sending us money just to barely maintain what we have. Now, if you look at the road out to Key Road, heading out to Minyacrosh on the Mahara, which has been raised by the community for a very, very long time, looking for a footpath, looking for the bends to be straightened out, and also looking to get rid of some of the waves on the roads heading out to Scala-Roshan. And yet, there's so many roads like this here that the government continues not give us adequate funding to fund the projects like this that are badly needed. And of course, yes, we have put some funding onto roads that are badly needed in the Glenties Municipal District area. If you even look at Ballar and Afarsta, Cade, Shatmoquig, Vila should finish most of that road, which is badly needed. The road over to Glasha, which they've seen over years deteriorating and badly needing funding, and there's 215,000 for that. And yes, there are other roads which is encouraging to see, up for Carving or Derrochonor or Critch Island, looking at 75,000 there, which is badly needed, and the Drimnacart Road, which the community there has been fighting for a long time, and especially Bridget. But that all said, that it's encouraging to see this funding being spent on roads, but to do what we really need to do in the likes of maybe over the Carving all the way over, or especially that main road from the back of Argyll heading to Jean Charman, it's badly needing proper funding. And instead of us taking funding out of our general programme all the time, the government needs to step in and fund this project properly, so that we can have proper infrastructure and that people aren't left in a situation where they are fixing cars constantly with shocks and bushings and tyres, and times are hard for people to heat their homes and put food on the table without having to spend monies on cars that they don't have.
And I suppose whenever there's calls for footpaths and straightening out the road, it's like a double-edged sword for pedestrians. If they had to walk the road, they're contending against having to go around corners without a footpath to walk on.
Yes, look, we've been hugely encouraged, and rightly so, is to get out and put feet in the street, start walking. We know how the health benefits are massively. But if you look from Alwanya or Chadakish and Alashi, still no funding for it. If we look for a footpath, Omalatu, Lohanur, Shakamanyeke, still no funding. And even if you look at that one for Parish Anagar, where we've been trying to develop projects there around Brandon, a foodie destination, we have a distillery, we have a brewery, we have a good number of food outlets that are second to none, the heart of the Gaeltacht, and people do come here to try to learn the couple of Fáclais Gaelic, enjoy good food, enjoy nice beverage, and they do want to walk from one place to the other. They want to walk from Anagar maybe down to the Braj Airport, down to the airport or down to the beach, but yet our footpaths aren't there. And if we're serious about rural community, these are just some of the things that we need money to be invested into.
Councillor Colm McGill-Aspog, thank you very much for your time on the matter.